What makes for a great weekend? Is it family, friends, fun, or free? We're leaning towards free because until they start giving away gas, food, and mortgages, we're always happy to find things to do that we don't have to come out of pocket for. Let's start in Bethlehem, where Music Fest continues through Sunday. The multi-day festival encompasses multiple genres, from country to jazz. Headliners Kelsey Ballerini, Ja Rule, and Ashanti in Alabama are ticketed shows, but over 300 concerts are free. One of them is jazz band Omar's Hat, which got started in West Philadelphia.
When the rhythm hits your bones, you know just how to feel.
They're playing on Friday at 5 p.m., and you better catch them while they're still free because they are definitely on their way to stardom. In Fairmont Park, the Obon Festival, a Japanese celebration of the ancestors, is back after 3 years. It's happening Saturday on the grounds of Shofuso Japanese House and Garden in West Fairmont Park. Japanese dance troupes and vendors will be on site, and we'll have more details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. And everything gets started at 3. Shakespeare, he's back too because, let's face it, he never left. Theater on the Verge is putting on Much Ado About Nothing this weekend and next at the Abington Arts Center. It's a play suitable for all ages, and you guessed it is absolutely free. But please do register so they know to expect you and make sure to bring your chair or blanket. Start time for all shows is 7 p.m. The play's the thing at Christ Church's Neighborhood House on Saturday, where a competition will determine which 2 of 4 commissioned one-act plays with a revolutionary spirit will move on. Revolution. The winners will be funded for an expanded version to debut at the Fringe Festival in September. The plays start at 8 p.m. and are free with registration. Now, on to ticketed events, because some things are worth paying for, and we're sure that Eagles fans will agree that one of those things is preseason football.
It's just for me about taking steps in every area of my game and growing in every area of my game. So that's who I am as a player. That's what makes me who I am.
The Philadelphia Eagles begin the next installment of the Jalen Hurts era on Friday at the Link, where they face the New York Jets and their second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson, who had a busy offseason, allegedly. If you know, you know. If not, Google. But our guy has been either struggling or improving in practice, depending on who you ask, so we'll see how it goes starting this Friday night.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Someone who is not struggling in his quest for greatness is Leon Bridges. The Fort Worth native has released 3 critically acclaimed albums and won a Grammy. He'll be at The Man on Saturday with Little Dragon, but those tickets, they're going fast. The show starts at 7:30.
Your daddy loves you. See, your daddy loves his girl. Hey, now.
For girl dads, greatness is achieved by putting a smile on your daughter's face. That's what you can do at the 11th annual Daddy-Daughter Dance at Live Casino on Sunday. Organized by Daddy University, the nation's oldest male parenting organization, it's for daughters and dads of all ages. It gets started at 5:30. We're your university for weekend event spots. Class is over for today. We'll be back next Thursday to educate you some more. And if you missed anything or want information on other events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.